Well, it's the Breakfast Club with Dave and Diane.
That's exactly
this
right.
This morning. And we have a guest.
We do. As right now, it's Dave, Diane, and Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly from the Aging Projects. Aging in Place. It's in your future. National Conference is coming up, and you changed the date. Excuse me, I have to apologize, because the date now is Thursday, October 24th. If you come on the 26th, that's a Saturday, and won't anybody be there?
That's right. It's on Thursday, October 24th.
That's right. So, Jim, tell me, how long have you been doing this now?
This is now our sixth year of the conference, but we've been helping folks out live in their own home for close to 10 years now in Western North Carolina.
Wow.
And we're a national model to help folks age in place in their own homes. And we're proud of what we do and the folks that we impact.
That's amazing. And you have such great resources. Tell us about your website.
Website is easy to navigate website. Mm-hmm. We're located at agingprojectsinc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on the website, it's going to ask you one simple question that you have to answer. What kind of help do you need?
Right.
Based on that question, it will scroll down in 14 categories and subcategories, and it will arrive at providers of services who we have screened that will be able to solve your problem.
Right.
Anywhere from advocacy to home care to transportation to medical, social. It covers the whole gamut of
right.
any type of care that either you would need, or if you're looking for care for your mom or your dad or your grandparents.
Right.
If you live outside of the area, they live in Western North Carolina. That's the idea and the original focus about the website, is that you can go on the website. You're not being sent out to Timbuktu.
Right.
You know the folks that you're being referred
right. These
to.
These are local people.
They're local. They're screened. They have really good
there
reputations.
There you go. And that's key. They've been vetted. They have been screened, mm-hmm. so they're not some crazy fly-by-night.
That's correct.
These are actual, very responsible providers.
Yeah, and actually what they do is they have to fill out an application. We check their licenses mm-hmm. if they claim they have a license or
right.
credential.
Mm-hmm.
They can go on any time and update that information. Mm-hmm. So the information is always current. It's always relevant. It's always up to date.
Right.
A lot of the times when folks will mention that they were looking for services for their loved one, they go on a generic website.
Right.
It sends them all over the country.
Right.
And they don't know if they can trust those people.
Exactly. So now give us, that's Aging in Place. So I know that when I just Googled Aging in Place, I came up to the Aging Projects.
Yes.
So that's a great website. Now, let's talk about the conference real quick, because it is coming up and it's been changed to October the 24th. That's a Thursday at Blue Ridge Community College. Tell us about, can we register now?
Yes, you can. You can visit our website, agingprojectsinc.org, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a registration stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that registration stamp, and it will take you to the page that will show you all the partners that
right.
have allowed the conference to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to see all the information about the different workshops, the
right.
keynote presentations, the afternoon workshops, and you can register either online
mm-hmm.
or you can call the registration line
right.
if you don't have computer access.
Sure,
so
sure.
So if you don't have computer access, the registration line number is 828-388-1464. Leave your name and your phone number, and Jackie will return your call, and she will register for you for the conference directly then. So you can either register online, or you can
register by
calling the,
right.
The registration
and the
hotline.
Conference is free, right?
The conference is free of charge due to partner sponsor support.
Right.
We're a community donation volunteer
right.
organization.
Right.
We rely strictly on the generosity of our partners
right.
and the local folks in the community. And we've been blessed that every year since our earliest founding, when we first filed for our 501c3, we've always been blessed where whenever there's a need has been arised, we've been very fortunate to meet folks like the Q. You were
right.
one of our earliest supporters and believers in
right.
us. We continue to grow every year, but to go back to your question, conference is free of charge to attend.
Right. It begins
doors
at
open
8?
At 8 o'clock in the morning. We have unlimited beverages, coffee,
mm-hmm.
tea, water. We have fresh baked cookies
mm-hmm.
free of charge
lovely
all
snacks.
Day long. You can purchase lunch if you choose, or you can brown bag your lunch as well.
Right.
Some of the other things that we'll be offering this year as well in terms of lunch, we have Doc Brown's Barbecue, which is a favorite from the past.
Right.
We have the amazing Pizza Company.
Oh, I love them.
Which everyone always raves about, these two folks.
Yes.
Really good quality
they
food.
Are.
We'd have some free health screenings again this year.
Yes, tell us about those real quick. Let's
we
have
the
yeah.
Western North Carolina Falls Prevention Coalition, which will be offering free bound screenings.
Right.
Falls is the leading cause of hospitalization for seniors.
Right.
We want to reduce that, so they will help educate folks on preventing falls. We have the hearing guide that will be offering hearing screenings because, again, hearing is one of those things which affects the quality of our life, the socialization. Labort Eye Group will be offering the Amsler vision screenings, which again affects the quality of life for macular degeneration, which can affect your ability to read.
Exactly. Drive.
Drive, which is another big topic as well. So that's kind of, you know, the what we're offering.
Right.
In terms
and those
of
are
that
free
area.
Screenings.
Those are all free screenings. The
now,
whole conference is
you're right. having you're having a great panel discussion also.
Yes, we are. Well, the conference is actually one of our three pillars that we have for aging projects. We have the website that starts off with that question, what type of help do you need?
Right.
Then we have, which a lot of the folks might not realize, they might not be familiar with it. We started a new newsletter this year, which is a 60-second read of usable, practical information that folks can use right now.
Awesome.
So they can age in place. In order to join the mailing list on that, they can visit our website, join up, as well as they can see the other past newsletters for that. And, of course, we have the annual conference, which is our big event.
Right.
So our keynote presentation is Dr. Helpy, which is a geriatrician's point of view, talking about vaccinations and other topics that are important to caregivers. Our keynote presentation, the second keynote presentation, talks about low to high tech solutions for aging in place, as well as the role of adult daycare.
Right.
So folks can age in place. Our third keynote is a large panel discussion, which talks about what are your care options. And that comes into home care, assisted living, continuing care, because there's a lot of misconceptions about what are my options.
Right.
And you might be at the point in your life where maybe you want to take it easy. You don't want to take care of the home anymore. You want to have more of a caretaker where everything is taken care of for you. So, I mean, there's a lot of different options on that. Then in the afternoon, we have a couple of different workshops as well, which includes Truth or Consequences, Oral Health, Disease and Management of the Aging Adult, Understanding What Your Pharmacy Services Are and Prescription Drug Coverages Are, because there's a lot of concerns now about how expensive prescriptions are. We don't want folks to have to decide between, do I have to pay my rent? Can I afford groceries? Can I afford to go out? So they're going to learn a little bit more about that. We're going to have in the afternoon sessions about caring for the caregivers. A lot of caregivers overstress themselves.
Sure.
They wear themselves down. And the number one thing that anyone that is a caregiver has to do, they have to take care of themselves first.
Right.
If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care
of
those
else.
Loved ones. That's
so
true.
Guys, this is a free conference. It is October the 24th at Blue Ridge Community College. If you want more information, you can call the station. We will be posting on our website a link to your website, which will help easy access for you guys. And we look forward to being at the conference with you guys again. Again, there'll be lots of vendors there, so you can talk to them firsthand and see what they have to offer. If you or a loved one is aging in place, you're worried about what you're going to do, this is a great place to start and get information. So, Jim, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us and being
and we
a long-time
you.
Supporter.
Yeah, we
thank
appreciate you.
You have a great day.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you at the conference.
I'll be there.